KZUFM, serving Iuka, Pickwick, and New Albany with a better brand of country, Kudzu 104.9.
Called Having Fun right there, for sure. And that is, there we go. Can you hear that, Mike?
Yeah, that was a Choctaw Hayride.
Choctaw Hayride. That's Allison Krause in Union Station. I can just see them. Well, a couple of them couldn't let their hair down because they ain't got none, but the rest of them, letting their hair down and having a good time on that one, you know. And here's public service announcement. Are you ready for this?
Tell me.
The Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show is on the air.
104.9.
There we go. Good morning. Hope you guys had a happy, happy new year. We hadn't seen or heard from a lot of our listeners in a year.
In a year.
It's been a while.
It's crazy.
Let's start the new year out right, though, man. Let's serve the Lord and love the bluegrass. And
your fellow man.
And if you guys want to try to diet, that's okay. Try it. You'll like
I
it.
I am making no New Year's resolution. None.
Well, only one I made was I resolute to break the same ones I did last year, so I'm not going
to
do it.
I want to try to stay alive all year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But good morning to everyone. Got some bluegrass birthdays we hadn't recognized. Let me get my sheet.
Tell us about
here. Well, if I can read my own writing here. All right, on 12/30, that was December 30th, the late John Hartford would have had a birthday. And then on 12/30, Mike Alder, late Mike Aldridge, would have had a birthday. Also, great, great picker. And on the 4th of January, she's almost bluegrass now, making it, is Patty Loveless. And then on the 6th of January would be the father of bluegrass, Earl Scruggs. So
I hope my sweetie heard that.
She did. She'll be calling in a minute. You know. That's the argument that's going, who's the father of bluegrass?
Earl Scruggs anyway, or Bill Monroe?
But, hey, celebrating, this year we're celebrating, in 2020 actually, we're celebrating 75 years since the formation of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys featuring Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
There you go. There
in that band. I really think he had a great, great sound, but I really think that was one of the greatest sounding bands. It was innovative, it was new, but they just had it going on. But
that was it. It was
man,
new.
Celebrating 75 years from the Opry of Grand Ole Opry Music. That's older than you are, Mike. I mean, that's getting on up there.
I just got a text that said, watch it, Paul.
I knew she was up. Good morning, Wanda. Here we go. I'll send you one from the Dillards.
Time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The time when leaves are falling, the woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling. You need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. Roaming in the springtime, and you'll find your love and the summer sun. The frost will come and bring the harvest, and you can sleep when day is done. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The path is new, the world is free.
You've got Mike and Brother Paul on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show.
I was born one morning, the rain a-pouring down. I heard my mama say to my papa, let's call me John Henry Brown. Walk on, boy, walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you carry your load. My mama and papa at just about the age of 10. Lord, I got me a job of working on the levee, toting water for the hard-working men. Walk on, boy, walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's going to help you carry your load.
Thank you.
Pappy told me some advice I'd like to give to you. Son, find a good woman, be good to her, and she's gonna be good to you. Walk on, boy. Walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you carry your load. Anyone ever should ask you just who is that fella Brown, you can tell him I'm the boy that left his hammer smoking where he beat that steam drill down. Walk on, boy. Walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you carry your load. Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy.
There we go, the incomparable, understood voice of Mr. Tony Rice, and that was John Henry Brown. I guess he's glad they didn't name him John Henry Brown, huh?
Well.
I think his name fit very well, but rest in peace, Jerry, Jerry, listen to me, Tony Rice, yeah, it's the morning, good morning.
Was it? Christmas Eve,
I believe it was the 24th, yeah, that Tony left this world, battling illness, but he left us, and left us a great legacy of music, so we say,
turned a lot of folks on to some guitar.
Absolutely, sure we say rest in peace, Mr. Tony Rice. Also, a good friend on the local scene has passed away. He was, where is he located, in North Carolina?
I'm not really sure that exactly was Jim Part, but
Jim Pickard was his name, and Jim was a good musician, kind of a friend to everybody, kind of like me and Mike, just a big goofball. But love anyway, loved music, loved to play and produce and everything else. And so we say we hope that our prayers go out to those that are closest there to Mr. Jim Pickard. Here's a good song right here by the Hess guy, Clay Hess.
She said, where to, Mr. Rice? I said, that's all right for me, cause I'm restless. I want to get on out of town. Take me where the living's easy. Maybe that's where I'll be found. So great dog, just as long as it might last. I'm restless, wanna get on out of town. Take me where the living's easy, baby, that's where I'll be found. Cause I'm restless, wanna get on out of town. that's where I'll be found. Take me where the living is easy, baby, that's where I'll be found.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for White's metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
Dependable service, that's what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. It's always good to keep your heating and cooling systems up to date with a maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of their tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Hey, we decided to slip that in for you. That's a legendary live recording. That's from the Kentucky Colonels. And, of course, that was the That was the song, The Alabama Jubilee, and you will look on there. Clarence and Roland White, among other friends, were playing on that one. And a lot of times you don't get quite the quality on the live recording that you do in the studio, but I thought y'all might enjoy that today. And they played for quite a while and style of their own. But let's listen now to a gospel track by The Churchmen.
Out my window at the rain pouring down, thinking that it's been this way for days. Seems like everything I touch is falling all apart, and I'm looking for a white flag I can wave. All I'm really looking for is just a ray of hope and the answers that I need to find. There's a world full of people that feel just like I do. Guess we've all got a mountain to climb. When the road is rough and rocky, nothing better's coming into view. Don't let it get you down if you're not making time. I guess we've all got a mountain to climb. When I thought that the bad was getting worse and nothing was ever going to change, I see a battered soul who's begging for his bread and a fatherless who only wants a name. Then I start to feel so blessed to be a child of God and to know that his promises are mine. There's always someone out there who needs a helping hand. I guess we've all got a mountain to climb. When the road is rough and rocky, nothing better's coming into view. Don't let it get you down if you're not making time. I guess we've all got a mountain to climb. Don't let it get you down if you're not making time. I guess we've all got a mountain to climb.
The Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show, only on Kudzu 104.9.
Don't
You've got Mike and Brother Paul on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show.
See her standing in the bright sunshine, her blue eyes shining like diamonds in the mine. But I've been stranded in this one horse town, standing on the corner with my head hung down. Sheriff and his brother tried to run me down. I told him I'm just going back to Tennessee. I have a little woman waiting there for me. I can still see her standing in the bright sunshine, her blue eyes shining like diamonds in the mine. But I've been stranded in this one horse town, standing on the corner with my head hung down. He said, I'm gonna send you to the parchment farm. When I asked the judge, hey, what did I do wrong?
Well, son, you stayed in Mississippi one day too long.
I can still see her standing in the bright sunshine, her blue eyes shining like diamonds in the mine. But I've been stranded in this one horse town, standing on the corner with my head hung down. Sunshine, her blue eyes shining like diamonds in the mine. But I've been stranded in this one horse town, standing on the corner with my head hung down. Standing on the corner with my head hung down.
All right.
All right.
We're all right.
That's from the brothers from different mothers. Daly and Vincent.
That could be us.
It could be. I was just thinking about that. Yeah, absolutely, man. Look, work with this rascal for, what, 6 months? Then we figured out we were distantly kin. What are we, 113th cousins or something?
Last cousins.
Last cousins, yeah. That's old Daly and Vincent. Let's send that out to Tomcat. Good morning. He's got his house shoes on and warming by the fire this morning, and we're glad of that. And also want to just send this out to James and Becky Adams up in Caruthersville and Baron Glenda Pfister up in LaGrange, Missouri.
Sister?
Yep, Miss Glenda Pfister, my sister.
Your
That's
sister.
Exactly right, man. Also want to remind you that in the morning, on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock, beginning then is the Sunday morning gospel program with Josh Sanderson. So why don't you tune old Josh in and he'll play you some.
Yeah,
he plays some good music.
Good stuff.
He does.
Hey,
he absolutely
this weekend
does.
Is first Monday weekend too, isn't it?
That's no.
No,
absolutely. Yes, I have no idea. Yes, it
I
is.
I think it is.
You're right. You're right. I looked at the wall. I just taken my calendar down and it's blank. So yes, you're right. It is first Monday weekend. So I believe you need to bring on more of this coffee or something this morning, or we can just bring on some more good music. I want to send this out to Mr. Bobby Franks. You know, the Corinth picking on the square. A lot of folks are participating in that, and that's where I know Mr. Bobby from.
Bobby Franks.
But
up
this is
bottom.
One of his favorite songs, and I'm gonna do a different version of it. Usually the Osmond Brothers. We play it from them.
I didn't know he had a favorite song.
Yes, he got a favorite song, and I sing it for him.
I thought it was Back Up and Push.
Well, now he likes that too, you know. But,
oh, yeah.
But this is Bobby Osborne and the Rocky Top Express. This is when Sonny, his brother, retired, began to go in production, and Bobby then formed, well, most of his family, actually, Rocky Top Express. Yeah. But this is one called the Bluegrass Melodies.
Blue.
in the summer, in the evening, Mama and Papa would sit down on the front porch swing. Me and my banjo, Papa with his fiddle, Mama with a tune she would sing. Is a memory of a little wooden cabin, two country graves side by side. But on a summer evening, sometimes I start believing, I hear Mama singing one more time.
Mississippi Hills have been home to the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette, blues legend Howlin' Wolf, civil rights icons Ida B. Wells, Barnett and James Meredith, America's favorite playwright Tennessee Williams, and Nobel laureate William Faulkner, just to name a few. To learn more about the Mississippi Hills National Area, visit our website, mississippihills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media, LLC, and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best bluegrass around on Kudzu 104.9.
That's Rhonda Vinson in a live recording with her band The Rage and a Dolly Parton tune, Jolene. And she was able to be on the stage when they gave Dolly Parton the Lifetime Achievement Award. With Jolene right there. So Rhonda and Dolly Parton, it's a very interesting story about that because we refer sometimes to the artist and the promoter named Carl Jackson, actually a Louisville, Mississippi guy. Carl Jackson played with Jim and Jesse, and he played with also Glenn Campbell for many years.
Now, didn't he start with Jim and Jesse when he was like 16?
He did. He was very young.
Yeah.
And then Glenn Campbell picked him up, and he traveled worldwide with him for a long, long time. But Carl Jackson has great influence in the music business. Rhonda was telling a story. Said one day she was riding on her bus going to a gig, and the phone rang, and she picked it up, and she said, "Is this Rhonda Vincent?" She said, "It is." And she said, "This is Dolly Parton." And Rhonda said she was taken back. She thought it was a joke. And, you know, so she finally really figured out it was Dolly Parton. And she said, "What can I do for you, Miss Dolly?" And she said, "I was needing a third female voice on my next project, and Carl Jackson recommended that I call you." So, man, what kind of influence does Carl have if he can just tell, you know,
runs deep,
Dolly Parton, "Hey, man, you need to get Rhonda Vinson." But that was it. Before that was Aubrey Haney. You know, that fiddle player, he'll do in a tight, you know, when he can. But he played the old Cherokee Shuffle right there.
He's so pretty tough.
He is pretty tough.
I don't know what happened to his brother, Kevin. He just sort of fell off the face of the earth.
Right?
Now, he was a banjo picker and a half, but I haven't heard from him since he left the Isaac. So.
Well, you know, those banjo players, you know, they're usually dual-purpose people. They play banjo and mow lawns, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, he did get married.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Maybe that's what happened.
That's maybe what happened.
Anyway, hey, we're glad to have you rolling down the road on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass. Here's a gospel tune from a band from a while back. And we do a lot of them from a while back, but this is from the Bluegrass Cardinals.
daddy down that old country road and run. And just to see that old church house, a sigh of relief would come. The whitewashed rocks lined the pathway, which in those days I guess was a star. But once inside the doorway, the journey always seemed worthwhile. I'd slide up close to Mama as the choir began to stand. And all eyes rest on the man up front with the Bible in his hand. Sunday morning singing, oh, whatever happened to the day when a tender hand and a simple song would carry all my troubles away. Would shake when Reverend Buck let go. And though he'd not move a foot from the spot, he'd always step on some toes. The service seemed to last 4 hours and everyone there was drained. Then he'd call out page 349 and we'd all join in the refrain. Sunday morning singing, oh, whatever happened to the day when a tender hand and a simple song would carry all my troubles away. When a tender hand and a simple song would carry all my troubles away.
You're listening to the best bluegrass around on Kudzu 104.9.
Here's a letter from your son. Well, I think my city days are done, Mama. And it ain't been 3 weeks since I came. Hey, Mama, I do remember what you said. Say your prayers before you go to bed, son. And remember, city women ain't the same. I'm like a John Deere tractor in a half-acre field, trying to plow a furrow where the soil is made of steel. Oh, I wish I was home, where the bluegrass is growing and the sweet country girls don't complain. So much perfume, I thought I'd drown. And the Lord didn't seem to be nowhere around. Hey, I felt like a flower from the vine. Oh, she was pretty Lord knows. Thought that she would bring me joy. She laughed, she called me country boy boy. And after she had been so kind, I'm like a John Deere tractor in a half-acre field, trying to plow a furrow where the soil is made of steel. Oh, I wish I was home on where the bluegrass is growing and the firelight shimmers and shines.
Mississippi Hills have been home to the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette, blues legend Howlin' Wolf, civil rights icons Ida B. Wells, Barnett and James Meredith, America's favorite playwright Tennessee Williams, and Nobel laureate William Faulkner, just to name a few. To learn more about the Mississippi Hills National Area, visit our website, mississippihills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media, LLC, and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
Dependable service, that's what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. It's always good to keep your heating and cooling systems up to date with a maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of their tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for Weiss metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
From music and literature to Native American and African American heritage to the Civil War, in the Mississippi Hills, our stories are many and powerful. Created by the United States Congress in 2009, the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area supports the local institutions that preserve and share our region's rich history. To learn more, visit mississippihills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media, LLC, and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Back in those hills, those far old hills, where North Carolina comes close to the stars, there's living a lady, she's shining so high, and they call her the Caroline Star. She works at the factory from Monday through Friday, she's raising three daughters alone. Their daddy's away, he's chasing a dream, and they're waiting for the day when he Carolina. Don't you worry, he'll be coming home again. Down in Nashville, he's picking for tips in a bar. He's broken all alone, but he ain't ready to come home. Well, he wants to be a bluegrass picking star. Oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he'll be coming home again. Sometimes she wakes up just thinking of him. She remembers him beside her in the night. Way out across those hills, that old moon is setting in. In those Carolina stars are shining bright. Oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he'll be coming home again. Yes, he loves you and he's coming home again.
The Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show, only on Kudzu 104.9.
Soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
I'd be more than satisfied if I could catch a train and ride. Well, when I reach Atlanta with no place to go, make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Soft, make it love, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Come on, you good time friends of mine. Good time friends of mine. Well, when I had a dollar, you treated me just fine. Where'd you go when only had a dime?
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
I've got blues all around me, they're everywhere I see. Nobody's got these blues like me.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so I'm a good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
WKZU, Iuka, Pickwick, Tupelo, serving the tri-states and your hometown with a better brand of country. This is Kudzu.
There we go. That's the infamous String Dusters.
Woo.
That was a get up go little tune, wasn't it? I'll tell you what, called Black Rock. I'm gonna send that out to my buddy Bobby Isbell, your buddy too.
Man. Oh yeah.
You know, I've been fortunate over the years to play with a lot of good dobro players, and Bobby being one of them, Mike Garrett being another one, and played with old Crazy Mick Cagle over at Baldwin, you know, and he's not a slouch himself on the dobro, and several others was able to play. Mr. Neil English and there's just so many dobro players out there, and it's a good instrument. And
Don
and boy,
Gann.
when properly played, it sounds really, really good. Hey, happy birthday! He's a local guy now, but he's actually the father of the Crab family. His name's Gerald Crab.
Yeah, happy
Gerald
birthday,
Crab lives locally now, and we want to say happy birthday to him. We won't tell his age. Well, number one, we don't know it, but number two, well, you know, that's just his business, you know. But brother Gerald, have a very happy birthday today. And also, I just wanted to tell you, Mike, that another
Bluegrass Association had a top 75 countdown. Did you get in on that?
No,
well,
I did not.
Well, I did, and I was driving, happened to be driving for about 3 hours, and so I listened to most of it, and the rest of it I finished on the podcast, and I guessed the top two out of 75 because they had not been played in the top 73. and the number two of all time, this was their top 75, was from the father of bluegrass, Earl Scruggs.
Yeah,
the Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
There you go, Miss Wanda.
And the number one kid, do you know what it might be?
Tell me.
It's been recorded by everybody.
Rocky Top.
That's exactly right. That was the number one, and I guessed it. Only reason I guessed it accurately because it was not in the countdown, and I knew those two had to have been in the countdown. But speaking of Rocky Top and the Osmond Brothers, here's one that also was, I think, number 43 in their countdown by Bobby Osmond and the Osmond Brothers.
Bluegrass Show, only on Kudzu 104.9.
Once my clothes were ragged, the world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came with mercy, and heard this orphan's plea. Now I've been adopted, from bondage I've been set free. Now I'm no longer an orphan, someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered, my family is royalty. Oh,
has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty.
Joe Mullins.
Yes, sir, and the Radio Ramblers from the CD Ramblers Call. No longer an orphan. If you ever listen to the words of that song, man, that'll give you a blessing.
That's preaching right there, man.
You know, no, never alone. I mean, you know, when you have the Lord, you're never alone, even if nobody's around you. He's there with
you. You're never alone.
No longer an orphan. That's pretty good morning. Rolling Hills Bluegrass and Mike and Brother Paul, and we're sort of just tearing through the Saturday morning.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to say good morning to Todd Hopkins over in North Carolina this morning. I hope he's listening. I think he is. If not, he ought to be.
Well, if he's not listening, he can listen Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Kudzu 104.
Or live right now.
Kudzu1049.com. You can listen live on the computer now, or you can go back and listen to a past podcast. There's a load of them on there. I'll tell you what. I think
some good stuff on
there. We're on like show number 70 now, since the inception of the show back on kudzu1049.com. And we appreciate so much the staff and management of Kudzu allowing this to come back. Appreciate our business partners that bring it to us. So if you hear an advertisement, a commercial on here, and you're close to them, go in and patronize that business, or go and at least thank that business. Let them know that all of our many, many wonderful listeners are hearing their name and talking up their business, so that we can all continue on with this good bluegrass music. We'll be right back.
Mills Auto Sales wishes you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and wishes for your family the best during this Christmas season. You'll find a great selection of cars and trucks to choose from at Mills Auto Sales with in-house financing. That'll make it easy for you to buy during the holidays. Visit Mills Auto Sales, 1403 Highway 72 in Corinth, and have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Another day, my love is gone.
with you, Shirley Dawn, I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Everybody
no dad,
no mother, or dad,
not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name,
they knew not my name,
and I knew not their faces,
knew not their faces.
I found they were all,
I found they were all rank strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of the stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Everybody I
met
seemed to be a rank stranger.
Seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother, no dad.
No mother, no dad.
Not a friend could I see.
Not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name. And I knew not their faces,
knew not their faces.
I found they were all,
I found they were all
rank strangers to me.
Get out and hold the garden or
there
something.
There we go. You know what? Speaking of that, I was talking to somebody that was actually a gardener, and she does a really good job on this home place. And they had some city folk over, you know, and they were city folk, and they were admiring the beautiful vegetables and the roses and everything else. And they said, "Oh, it just looks like somebody took a magic wand and just waved over all this." Yeah. The lady spoke up and she said, "I did, and it had a hoe on the end of it."
Yeah, call it a hoe.
Yeah, had a hole on the end of it there for sure. Yeah. Good morning, Rolling Hills Bluegrass, and that was Rank Stranger, mm-hmm. Different artist. That was old Tom T. Hall, man, and you know Tom T.'s. Well, I'm going to say he's close to 90 years old. He is still writing good music. I'm telling you what, man, he's still writing and releasing music, and folks are just picking up his songs and such a great writer. And if you'll notice, if you have some bluegrass CDs, just go look at the credits on the back. And a lot of them are going to have an artist and then Tom T. Hall, or Tom T. Hall and an artist. I mean, he has written a number of songs, great songs.
And you'd also be surprised at the Carl Jacksons that are on the back of
them. Yeah, Carl is, like I say, he's
old Mississippi boy, got to promote him now.
Good writer and good influential, too. And old Marty Stewart.
Man, might
find a little Marty Stewart here in a minute. He's a Philadelphia boy.
Yeah,
down there not far from Louisville. So they were kind of neighbors, you know. But here's old Jerry Sally.
Headed south on down to Dixie. It's been 32 days now since I've been gone. But once I get to Hattiesburg, it's just a few more miles to her, and I'll be right back where I belong. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I wanna be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And my miss in Mississippi's missing me. I'll get my myself another cup of coffee when I stop the gas up on I-59. Till she's in my arms again, that's how I keep rolling when I'm in a Magnolia state of mind. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I wanna be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And I'm missing Mississippi's missing me. I knew I loved her, but I never thought I'd miss her like I do. So I'm gonna show her just how quick to go to misses from a miss and prove my missing days are through. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I wanna be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And my missing Mississippi's missing me. Yeah, I miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I wanna be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And my missing Mississippi's missing me. Boys, my missing Mississippi's missing me.
Dependable service, that's what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. It's always good to keep your heating and cooling systems up to date with a maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of their tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for Weiss metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
My baby couldn't be found. I passed by the big inn Your gal is low, he said. I went back to see my baby. Good God, she's lying there dead. So I strolled on back to the bar room. I drank good whiskey till nine, 'cause it hurt me so to see my gal lie there so cold and white. She's gone, God bless her. She's mine where she may be. She's rambled this whole world over, but she'll never find a pal like me.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I think that song was fairly easy to write, wasn't it?
Well, the first verse was.
Absolutely. That's Don Rigsby from The Midnight Call, and it's called Those Gambler's Blues. And I'll tell you, you could.
Hey, ho, ho.
All right, about 27 past the hour. This time just rolls on Saturday morning with the Rolling Hills Bluegrass. We're glad that you're here. And I talked about the Mississippi Boy of Carl Jackson, and then I talked about the Mississippi Boy of Marty Stewart. Hey, let's also remind everyone, of course they know this, but we want to say rest in peace to another Mississippi artist. And that's Charlie Pride from Sledge, yes. Mississippi. Charlie went home last week, I believe it was. And so let's say our condolences to the Pride family there. But here's old Marty Stewart on a live recording from the Rhineman Auditorium. Go, live from the Ryman. That's an instrumental, that's called, in Marty Stewart style. We know that it's John Henry. The title on the CD is Mr. John Henry, the Steel Driving Man. He used Mr. a whole lot, didn't he? That's for sure. But we appreciate Marty and his good sound. Here's Aubrey Haney with a familiar number.
Yeah.
Hey, there's the Grascals. And one Sleepy of their latest releases, one called Sleepy Little Town.
That could be any of them this morning. A lot of gloomy it is outside.
That's exactly right. Man, I'll tell you, this weather will make you kind of sleepy, that's for sure, you know. But, hey, we want to, again, recognize the fact that Tony Rice has left this world and left a legacy of music that everybody wants to sing and play like Tony.
On the 24th of December.
24th of December. And here's one that Tony did many places when he played. We'll go ahead and play this one called The Galveston Flood.
Ooh, yeah.
Was the year of 1900, that was 80 years ago. Death come to howling on the ocean, and when death calls, you got to go. Galveston had a seawall just to keep the water down, but a high tide from the ocean put the water all over the town. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people away. The sea began to roll in, the ships they could not land. I heard a captain crying, oh God, save a drowning man. The rain, it was falling, and the thunder began to roll. The lightning flashed like hellfire, and the wind began to blow. Well, trees fell on the island, and the houses gave away. Some they strived and drowned, others died every way. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people away. The trains at the station were loaded with the people to leave the town. But the trestle gave way with the water, and the trains, they went on down. Old Death, the cruel master, oh, when the winds began to blow, rode in on a team of horses, and cried, Death, won't you let me go? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people away. The flood, it took my mother, took my brother too. I thought I heard my father call as I watched my mother go. Oh, Death, your hands are clammy, but when you got them on my knee.
From music and literature to Native American and African American heritage to the Civil War, in the Mississippi Hills, our stories are many and powerful. Created by the United States Congress in 2009, the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area supports the local institutions that preserve and share our region's rich history. To learn more, visit MississippiHills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media LLC and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting Stokes to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for White's metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
Thank you.
there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. Mama talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you sweet loving wife. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, and there's more pretty girls than one. Honey, look down that old lonesome road. Hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one.
You've got Mike and Brother Paul on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show.
Marcel Ledbetter got him a job driving one of them trucks hauling cars. One of them deals they call transport haulers. He was up in that Mississippi Delta between Tunica and Clarksdale, Mississippi, the longest straight, flat stretch of road in the world. He is getting it on 55 miles an hour late at night, and his lights went out. Wham! He got it stopped before he wrecked and got to thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Marcel Ledbetter climbed up on the top of that cab, got up in the car, what was hunkered over up on top of the cab, and the light sticking toward the road. Marcel got that door open, and he turned them lights on. Got back in his truck and cranked it up, and them car lights on that brand new car, up on top of his truck, was hitting the road way out yonder. Marcel got back up about 55 miles an hour. Directly he met a vehicle facing him, and that scoundrel took to the ditch. Wham! Through a cotton patch. Marcel got his truck stopped and run over and said, friend, are you hurt? No. Said, what's wrong? He said, I figured if that truck was as wide as it was tall, I better give him the whole highway.
Sorrow, our home so silent and so sad. Dad took sick and had to leave us. I have no home, nor mother, nor dad. There's a little lonesome graveyard. On these tombstones there they say, oh, mother's gone but not forgotten. Home, Dad.
meet again someday. I'd often go out to the rain garden where they lay them down to rest. I can almost hear them whisper, trust in God, He'll do the rest. There's a little lonesome graveyard on these tombstones, there they say. Oh, mother's gone, but not forgotten. Oh, dads, we'll meet again someday. Their souls have gone up to heaven, where they'll live with God above. There they'll meet with friends and loved ones and share with all His precious love. There's a little lonesome graveyard on these tombstones, there they say. Oh, mother's gone but not forgotten. Home, dads, we'll meet again someday.
That's a duet album. We thought it was fitting today. That's Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice, the Essential Old Time Country duet recordings there. And that particular one, Memories of Mother and Dad. And prior to Mr. Jerry Clower, we played the one, There's More Pretty Girls Than One. They did a fine job. Here's the Farmhands.
Bitter with crickets singing, windows open and doors ain't even locked. Southern by the grace of God. Old men sitting and playing checkers, they talk slow but they get their point across. Southern by the grace of God. I'm telling y'all, this country drawl is stuck to me like buzz on a honeybee. Well, country is as country does, but look you, cuz you can't out country me. Blues, kids run round outside with no shoes and socks. Southern by the grace of God. Well, mama's sweet tea and daddy's Bible will get you through when it's tent revival, huh? Southern by the grace of God. I'm telling y'all, this country drawl is stuck to me like buzz on a honeybee. Well, country is as country does, but look here, cuz you can't out country me. Don't make it fancy, just lay my bones down in my family plot. Southern by the grace of God.
dependable service. That's what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. It's always good to keep your heating and cooling systems up to date with a maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of their tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
The Mississippi Hills have been home to the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette, blues legend Howlin' Wolf, civil rights icons Ida B. Wells, Barnett and James Meredith, America's favorite playwright Tennessee Williams, and Nobel laureate William Faulkner, just to name a few. To learn more about the Mississippi Hills National Area, visit our website, mississippihills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media, LLC, and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
Far away again. Try to change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Do on the road, get the music done and move on. What good does it do? Play songs for her and hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Life's been good to you, and even so, she comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say, once again, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Without a rest, gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again, I'll hear you say, hey, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without you. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Ernie Welch. I know you like that song, man. That's out to you. That's from the 35th anniversary sampler, and that is Seldom Seen. So, well, it's about time for us to get up and get out of here. So we are going to play a previously unreleased number, okay, to finish us out. And it's one called Earl's Breakdown. It's not Earl, and believe it or not, it's Don Reno and Eddie Adcock. Let's see how they tore this rascal up.